Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This week on the show, we're looking at the music of summer movies, and one of the most eagerly anticipated films this summer is the action flick World War Z, about an international struggle against a zombie pandemic. Marco Beltrami composed the score for the film. As you can hear in the background, no one's brains are being eaten just yet. But Marco, who did the music for Resident Evil, The Hurt Locker, and 310 to Yuma, has hit upon a novel way of scoring the more, zombie-licious moments in the film World War Z. Marco, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So, now, you got your start doing horror films, Wes Craven, the Scream series, the recent zombie comedy, Warm Bodies. So, is this the undead, is this your specialty?
I don't know if it's my specialty. I started out in coming from more of a concert music background, and it just turns out that 20th century music techniques lend themselves really well to scary movies and horror movies. But
as we saw in The Shining, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I have to admit that I really don't care for horror movies all that much, because I think mainly it's just because I'm a cheap scare. For whatever reason, it's become easy for me to do, and I enjoy it.
Now, that opening track that we were just hearing, The Lane Family, that sounds like it could be for a Western. Is this a bit of musical misdirection on your part?
You know, I think Westerns are just happen to be in my blood. I've been a fan of especially Morricone spaghetti Western since I've been very little. I think I can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Much of the score is, percussion is hugely important in this score, as it has been for a number of your other scores in recent years. Did the theme of the zombie apocalypse drive some of the choices of percussion that you made?
Yeah. First of all, it's really an adrenaline-fueled quest here for discovering, it's a mystery, but figuring out what's going on. And that suggested a lot of percussion, because I was very conscious of the story point that the zombies perpetuate themselves through biting and through their teeth. And so I was thinking it might be neat to have a percussive element that's actually derived from teeth. And I was speaking with a friend of mine who was actually making a movie, Tommy Lee Jones, and he said, in Texas, where I'm from, we have these wild feral pigs called javelinas, and they actually communicate with their jaws. So Buck, who's my partner at the studio, ordered some javelina skulls, and we started doing experiments with them. Yeah, you can actually. And we started doing experiments, putting like contact microphones inside the skull and recording them and coming up with really neat rhythmical textures, because Buck spent a good time processing that and coming up with some of the neat rhythms. And you hear it throughout the score.
Buck,
that New Jersey Mart. Yeah.
Is Buck Sanders?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With whom you worked on Warm Bodies, right?
Warm Bodies, and we actually did the Hurt Locker together.
Locker, right. So this New Jersey Mart, this cue from the film, we're hearing those kind of clicking and gnashing sounds from these wild pig skulls as part of the rhythm track. Is that it?
Yes, that's exactly what you're hearing. It's been worked with electronically somewhat, but that's the underlying basis for the rhythm in it.
We're speaking with Marco Beltrami about his score for the new movie World War Z, The Sound of Zombies, using the skulls of these feral pigs from Texas. just a little bit from the score to the film World War Z by my guest Marco Beltrami. The film comes out on Friday. The soundtrack was released yesterday. Marco's on soundcheck with us today, describing himself as a cheap scare. So we've determined you're more a fan of Westerns than horror movies. Did you read the book, World War Z?
No. I started working on the project, read the script. From what I understand, there's a lot of differences between the two.
Right. Well, the book is very episodic, and the film, you know, follows a single character. So the Brad Pitt character, obviously. So it is quite different. I understand that most of your score, or much of it, is based on the American emergency broadcast system alert sound. Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, you can hear it right where you stop that cue. There's like a high...
Yeah,
electronic sound.
Yeah,
and that is actually a processing of the EBS sound. When I first screened the movie, they showed me the beginning, this scene that takes place in Philadelphia, and it cuts to just an emergency broadcast signal. And so I was thinking, well, that might be a great way to find a sort of a motive or a something that could develop into the harmonic and melodic language of the film. And so, again, what I did with Buck's help was we just ordered some tuning forks that are tuned a major second apart, which is what the emergency broadcast signal is. And
so like C&D, sort of, for example.
Yeah, so you're exactly. So that's at its purest state. And from there, we worked with processing that. And I would say most of it derives from this very simple interval.
Yeah. Now, were you aware that the FCC prohibits radio stations from broadcasting that sound, the EBS sound, except, of course, in an emergency?
I'm
asking you, I guess, here, Mel Marco, is are you getting us in trouble here if I play a little bit more from this score?
No, I think it's pretty well hidden and pretty well...
All right, let's...
I mean, it's a common interval.
You mentioned Philadelphia, this kind of pivotal scene. In the book, it's Yonkers, but in the movie, it's Philly. And this is some of the score that Marco Beltrami has written for the film World War Z. A little bit from the Philadelphia section of the soundtrack to the film World War Z by Marco Beltrami, who's with me on soundcheck. The score came out yesterday. The film is out on Friday. World War Z is the name of it. The zombie apocalypse returns yet again. And, boy, Marco, that is some pretty alarming music inspired by the emergency broadcast system. Those big brassy chords, are they derived from that siren sound as well?
Yeah, they are actually, because you know it's a it's basically just a big low minor triad, but when it's played, the notes bend outward, and they bend outward by a whole step, which is the same amount. I mean, a lot of this stuff is academic at some point,
yeah.
You know, but musical geek stuff. But
hey,
but
I'm a musical geek.
Yeah, I mean, it pervades the score. Even the interval that begins that sequence that you played is major second. So,
So how different was your approach to World War Z from, say, something like The Hurt Locker or 310 to Yuma, you know, any of your other non-horror film scores?
Hurt Locker to me was very horrific. But, you know, the difference here was that this was, it's a big epic action summer movie. It has to be a little bit of a ride to the Hurt Locker. You know, the whole idea was that it was almost quasi documentarial, and the music really had to not call any attention to itself at all. You know, the main thing there was that we worked to integrate the sound environment of the film itself into the musical language so that there was almost a blur of the boundaries, and you're not sure what... It was mainly just to intensify the experience, which which was also done in World War Z to a certain extent, but it's, you know, I mean, you heard the bombastic drums and everything that's going on. It's an adrenaline-fueled score.
Yeah. Now, very different from your last zombie movie, which was Warm Bodies, a kind of zombie comedy, I guess. I mean, the track titles on your score for Warm Bodies are full of in-jokes for rock fans. You know, songs, track titles like I Want to Hold Your Hand, Might as Well Jump, Bad Brains, the name of a great early punk/reggae band. Yeah. And the score starts with something called Music for Airport Zombies. Is this a kind of a nod to Brian Eno's Music for Airports?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, we have to get our kicks somehow. We're stuck in dark rooms all day long. So, you know, making up creative titles for the tracks is something that's a lot of fun to do. Usually they get vetoed. There's a process that the studio goes through where they, you know, only a third of what we come up with gets used. So that's where that came from.
We're speaking with Marco Beltrami. This also is zombie music, but for a very different film, the recent movie called Warm Bodies. Believe it or not, that is also zombie music from Marco Beltrami, his score to World War Z, we've been hearing a bit of, but that is from the film Warm Bodies, and it's called Music for Airport Zombies. So, Marco, you mentioned before you have classical training, but you've done a lot of work with, you know, in the rock world with Marilyn Manson on the score to Resident Evil, Guns N' Roses working with them on the long-awaited Chinese Democracy. Will those tracks that you did with Guns N' Roses that didn't make the final album, will they ever see the light of day?
Oh, I really don't know. I mean, I've been a little bit out of the loop from that for quite some time. I have no idea. I mean, there was 8 tracks total that I worked on.
You did orchestrations for them, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next on your plate? You're doing Wolverine? You got multiple film scores going at once?
Well, this weekend, I'm recording the score to Carrie, another scary movie. a remake of Carrie. But yeah, Wolverine comes out next. And then back with Tommy Lee Jones doing this amazing film that he's doing called The Homesman.
All right. Well, World War Z comes out on Friday, but Marco Beltrami's score is out now, came out yesterday. He's been with us from the studios of NPR West in California. And Marco, congratulations. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. We'll be right back. Our summer movie music series continues tomorrow with the creative team behind the new sci-fi comedy, The History of Future Folk. It's about two aliens who were supposed to lay waste to Earth, but instead stick around and start a bluegrass band. The stars of the film will play in our studio tomorrow on Soundcheck. Up next, the bandoneon player J.P. Joffre hails from Argentina. He joins us here in our New York studio to play live.